3, 2, 1. Blast off. I'm still your host for the most here on Speakeasy of M. Today we're going to go back in time. We're going to the 60s. I'm here with my late producer, Greg.
Hello, Stephen, and thank you for having me.
He's the best man in the whole universe.
Ah, you're too kind. And yes, we're going back to the 60s.
And we came in a spaceship today.
Yeah, well, that has to do with the 60s, funny enough. You wouldn't think so.
Why do we buy a spaceship? Is there any spaceship for sale on trade, mate?
Well, I have to check if I've got money in the fund for a spaceship.
Is there any spaceship on trade, mate? Is there anyone alive that we can buy?
Well, I don't know. They didn't have trade back in the 60s. How do you think they would have found their spaceships?
Well, why do we know what anything for sale at the moment?
Well, what would you do in the 60s when there's no trade, mate?
Probably get really pissed off.
So you'd be going, I hate the 60s. There's no trade, me here.
Yep.
Passport a few times.
Yeah.
Do you know anything that happened in the 60s, Steve?
No. Everybody's just too crazy.
Yeah, because of no technology.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, there was technology, just that they didn't have the internet.
Did anybody wear clothes in the 60s?
No, they wore clothes. It wasn't that old, long ago.
Did they have a bath?
They had baths in the 60s.
Yeah,
my parents were born in the 60s.
Wow, they look pretty young, though.
Well, they look pretty young for the 60s.
Yeah. Don't care with that, though.
All right. Also, we've got Amy and Mike learning a bit about the 60s.
Yeah.
Charlton doing some jukebox stuff. And you and I are going to do a 60s version of our news show, aren't we?
Yep.
And then also, I found a couple of commercials and things I'm going to show you from the 60s.
Would they make me laugh? So,
yeah, I think so. You take it away, Steve.
To get this show off, we got Janis Joplin taking a little piece of my heart now, baby, on Speak Easy in
Memory.
Enjoy the 60s. Enjoy the
past Big Easy FM. When I was Amy, I got Craig and Michael today.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, all right, guys. So talking about the 60s, a lot of very important things happened in the 60s. We had the Vietnam War. There was the assassination of JFK, assassination of Martin Luther King, the man landing on the moon. And actually the one that I found, my favorite thing, is probably the comic book character of Spider-Man made his debut in the Amazing Fantasy 15 comic.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man was born in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. That by Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I watched my...
Do you watch the film of it?
Yeah, I've watched all the Spider-Man.
I know all the names are. It was alive.
Yeah, he was my favorite character when I was younger.
What, Tobey Maguire?
No, Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Man.
Just generally Spider-Man.
Well, he plays Spider-Man in the real film.
Yeah, so I saw that movie when I was very young, and it was... That was very exciting for me. Do you like Spider-Man, Michael?
Yeah, the first one's dubbed hers of made me kid.
The second one made you scared, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not scary at all.
No, no,
I hate
it. You're talking about when it goes all trippy and the smoke and...
My monkey,
yeah. It was a bit freaky.
A bit freaky.
But yeah, you got to think.
I like Santa Man. I like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well,
I'm scared of the body of Harry Potter.
You know how Spider-Man, so Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's young, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
You've got to think, the guy he's playing's actually been around for 60 years.
I know.
Isn't that strange?
You
know what? Do you know the actor from Titanic? Leo DiCaprio.
Yes.
They know each other in real life.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They're both celebrities.
Yeah, no, just they were friends at school.
Oh, they were friends at school?
Yeah.
Who?
Tobey Maguire and Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, Tobey Maguire, okay.
Yeah.
Back to Tobey Maguire.
Who plays Spider-Man?
Yep.
Hello, welcome to John Jukebox. This song's called Sugar Sugar. Oh, jeez.
Your host, Stephen Ingrid. in our spaceship today.
Thank you very much, Steve. Yes, well, we are reading news from the 1960s. Right. Yeah, so there's this one from on the 19th of April, 1964. Mail train robbery, grave punishment for a grave crime.
Oh.
So what happened there was the curtain came down on what may be the last act of a great train robbery.
Oh, it was east of that.
No, this was in 1967. This was 6 years ago.
Man, that would be horrible.
Yeah, someone robbed a train. I mean, when was the last time you heard of a train robbery? Yeah, well, it was common back then. Someone stole £2 million off of a train. And guess what their punishment was?
What?
307 years in prison.
Bit of water.
They'd still be serving that sentence at the moment. So, yeah, and it's... you like that one, do you? So it says, in just 32 quiet minutes, Mr. Justice Edmund Davis passed the sentences of seven of them.
Is there a picture of him?
Huh?
Is there a picture of him?
Is that what?
Is there a picture of him?
Is there a picture?
Of him.
Let's see.
Because if he looks like Petra, I'm going to name him shame him.
Well, I don't think Patrick was even born yet. So, yeah, 12 men robbed. But do you know what kind of train they robbed, Steve?
No.
A mail train.
I'm always running my jig, right? Watch out, my legs are on the floor.
What do you like about that story?
I guess somebody robbed a train. Why the hell would you rob a mail train?
I don't know.
Have we got any fan mail to read?
No.
I haven't got any at the moment.
So if you get any mail, do not come on that train.
That's a good point. If you want to send us any fan mail, don't send on a train.
Oh my God, I was just laughing.
Do you think anyone uses trains anymore, Steve?
I don't know.
Actually, they do. That's, there's trains to from South Auckland.
Oh, and, God. Not a mail train.
Not a mail train.
No.
Another one before we have music. Marilyn is dead.
How?
Well, Marilyn Monroe. Do you know Marilyn Monroe?
When did she die?
She died August in 1962. There's a lot of songs and things inspired by Marilyn Monroe. I'm sure you've heard her sing Happy Birthday.
Why don't we put it on? Day to you.
Well, she didn't quite sing it like that. She sang it to
alive to
she
you.
She sang it to JFK. She goes, Happy birthday, Mr. President. You heard that one?
Yeah, can we play it into that?
Well, I think that one's a bit too saucy for our show. What do you think?
Yeah. So, that was Speaking of News.
How about something a bit less saucy, Stephen? What are we having?
This is for the poor people on the mail train, Baby Love on Speaking to Them.
Baby love.
that. That was a very saucy song.
It was very saucy.
So, we got some YouTube stuff to watch.
Yeah, so I've been kind of continuing with our 60s news thing. Stephen, while you're outside, I actually did a bit of work.
What is it?
I found a bunch of news from the 60s where they went and interviewed people in the public.
Can we have a look?
I found some commercials from the 60s.
Can we have a look?
Yeah, so let's, should we start with the news one, shall we?
Yep.
All right, let me get comfortable.
Well, here we are again on the four corners of suburbia to ask unsuspecting passers-by a question or two. The question today, a homely one, should husbands help with the weekend housework?
Should husbands help with the weekend housework?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're right, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
What do you think people in the 60s are going to think?
Not a good idea.
Let's have a look.
Do you think that husbands should help with the weekend housework?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's good. Off to a good start. So that old-looking guy there.
I want to hear the next guy. I want to hear the next guy, what he says. Because I'll bet somebody will say no.
All right. So, okay, first guy.
I'm betting that
you're... One old-looking guy said yes. Second guy, what are you predicting, Steve?
Probably no.
You're thinking no for the next guy?
Yep.
All right, let's have a look.
Yeah, certainly.
Another one!
Two!
Have you been married long?
Yes, a good many years.
That's
how many years?
Jacob.
You remember?
That's a woman. So that's two old men who both say, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you think this next one's going to say, yeah. Come on, we've got to have one who says
I think yes.
Should they? It all depends. Well, I'm going to say, if you're working all the week, well, I should say not.
Oh, I spy!
What did he say?
No!
He said, well, if the man's been working all week, no.
Oh, yay! I got one point!
It's our time to relax.
Woo-hoo, I got one point. So, one point me!
What do you mean? Look at this guy, what do you think?
I think not.
You think no? I'm going to say yes. He looks like a friendly chap.
I don't know.
He looks a bit like,
Colin Firth. Okay.
Colin Firth, that's actually the name I was looking for. He looks like an old Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Come on, Colin Firth.
Come on.
Should. It's just natural.
Are you married?
No, I'm single, but I do all the housework myself. I live on my own.
Well, he's single, so I guess that doesn't really count, does it?
Never ever see Patrick in his old age.
Should we have one more to even the score?
Yeah, one more.
Right, here we go.
Oh, good Lord, no. No, I wouldn't say that.
Why that?
Well, for all men, he went to that.
Oh, my God, mate. Oh.
Did you hear what he said?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Good Lord, men work way too hard.
Oh, but I want to tell Patrick. I want to get him in. Patrick!
So, yeah, that was...
We got a buy for you!
That was a thing back in the day, Steve. They thought, men go out and do the work. Women do the cooking, the cleaning, and, you know, their dinner's got to be ready for the man when he gets home.
I'm laughing too hard. Oh, I almost fell out my chair. Would you laugh when you fell out my chair or would you pick me up?
Pick you up, mate. You're my friend.
Would you laugh if I fell off the chair?
I need my host.
What would you do if I fell off the chair? Would you laugh? Would you film it in the end?
I'd call the woman to come and do the housework and pick you up.
What would they say? What would they say?
Say, Greg, you chauvinistic...
Prat.
Yeah, prat.
Okay, so we got a song.
Of course I'm joking, Stephen. I mean, anyone who lives in the house should help with the housework regardless. The whole gender thing is a bit silly to bring into it. But it's funny, people would probably think back in the day that was... You'd get more people saying, oh, no, that's a woman's job. But what that first news article we saw, it really showed that actually there were people there who were pretty, a bit more progressive than probably what we were expecting. We better dedicate this one to all the the wives out there who have husbands who don't help with the kids.
Yep. Divorce him, I'd say. I just divorce him. To all the women, divorce your men, and the men you girls can have me.
There you go. I help out with the housework, don't I?
Yeah.
So this but do you help out at home with the housework?
Mm, no.
Oh. Why not?
Because my mum's...
Don't say because my mum's the woman of the house.
Let's follow the lazy of men. Get the come on, man. Do the housework. More, no more.
we're talking about the 60s. So talking about the 60s, can't miss man landing on the moon. So that's talking about Apollo 11, which was the first space flight that landed humans on the moon, with Neil Armstrong being the first man to walk on the moon. So he was the first person to step out of the spacecraft and said his famous words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Not funny.
Not it wasn't a joke. It was a historical moment. He was...
On the moon.
Yeah.
What is, it's good.
Yeah.
There's been death threats because they're wearing the coats.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's why it was quite a big deal when it happened because,
yeah,
it was going so far out there
into
something that was so crazy and never been done before, but very dangerous, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So do you think they should have done it?
No.
No.
Not really. It's not really safe.
I thought you were going to think it was cool, Michael. What do you think?
You're pretty quick.
What do you think? Moon landing, good or?
Good. But
it's good.
Good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Quick, not funny.
But not safe.
Yeah, not safe.
Right. It is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's barely good. If you on there, like, all day, you will die.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But it died 3 years ago.
I don't think they stayed there for long. I think they came back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's quite an amazing thing that happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do you think people should still be going to the moon?
Well, they can if it...
No, you're old, quick.
What's that?
You're old.
If you're old, you should go to the moon.
Yeah.
No, I think you go younger.
Yeah, I think it's actually better if you go younger. Or you're saying it's old news?
It's not old news.
Oh, you don't really?
Nobody's on the news.
Let's go past the moon. Let's go to, Mars or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my brother.
Hey, Greg, have you seen the movie?
What movie?
Star Wars.
The moon?
The moon?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean The Martian?
Martian, yeah.
With Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yes, I've seen that. Have you seen that one, Amy?
I got one. It's similar like that. Well, it's my jazz favorite. it's Tim Allen, isn't it?
Tim Allen?
Yeah. You know Tim Allen and Snape.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah. So every Christmas, Mentaki's watching that, and he loves it.
Right.
So it's I don't know what it's called, but it's got Tim Allen in it.
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
And Alan Rickman too.
Yeah.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes. Galaxy Quest.
I know it.
Quite. My dad loves that film every Christmas. It's actually not a Christmas film. Actually, it has a choice.
Right. Yep. So, it's kind of relevant. It didn't come out in the 60s, but it's space travel.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. So, what's your story about this one? Oh, your dad watches it every year.
Every Christmas. Every year, Dad keeps telling us, Amy, Lizzie, Roy, Kate, get your big fat ass in the living room and watch Galaxy Quest with me. No, Amy. Dad.
Amy, really?
Yeah, every Christmas, we don't want to watch it. It's not actually a Christmas film.
Really?
Yeah, he keeps doing it every Christmas.
So maybe
he's doing it again this Christmas.
So what are you going to do this Christmas? What should you watch instead at Christmas?
Well, I like Christmas films.
Yeah,
like
tell your dad this. Go on.
Okay, Dad, if you watch Tim Allen with Santa Claus, or The Holiday, or lots of Christmas films, Dad. But this is really ridiculous now, Dad. Tends to stupid movie over.
Cool. Sorry, a box.
Beep. That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know how we managed to get to Galaxy Quest from the 1960s, but here we are.
Yeah. It's not really about that.
But space travel.
Yeah.
Cool.
Quick, why not funny?
Because that's, we started in the 1960s and we somehow ended up on Galaxy Quest.
I know it's actually part you were talking about.
That's right. Sorry. I can bring it back to the 60s for a minute.
back to...
God.
Welcome to John Dewbox. Ring Me Five by Johnny Cash. He goes. Johnny Cash.
say come. Just relax.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Steve, so while you were out there earlier, I was actually in here doing some work, believe it or not.
Oh, that's unusual. Where are you? You're lazy and eating.
I know. I'm usually very lazy, aren't I?
Yep.
Okay, so I found some old commercials from the 60s.
So? Why would the patches?
So, well, yeah, you were talking about cars, were you?
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting commercial for to do with cars from the 60s. And it kind of plays off what we were just watching nicely, so I'd love to get your take on it.
This flat tire needs a man, but when there's no man around, Goodyear should be.
So do you know what that one's about?
No.
It's basically saying women can't change a tire.
Well, they can.
They can, absolutely.
Well, Greg can't change a tire, but he's a woman.
I'm sure a woman can change a tire better than I could.
Oh, Greg. Ken Patrick says, just how is he too lazy?
What do you think?
He needs help. He's too lazy. I remember in Dimport, you had to call my mum when we were in Dimport.
Oh, yes, what happened?
He broke down.
Ah, and he needed a woman to come change the tire for
him. Don't cut him. Sorry, Patrick. Where are you getting it back?
Yeah.
Where are you jumping in the pool?
Yeah, might. All right, now, this last one I found, Steve's an absolute shocker.
Will I be laughing too hard?
I think you might be. Now, did you ever watch the Flintstones growing up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yabba-dabba-doo! That's a family... That was a kid's cartoon, right?
Can we put the song on of it?
Yeah, you might not want to play the song after you see this.
What else is there? Help.
Okay, so yeah, the Flintstones was a kid's show, right?
Can we put it on?
Yep, and it was created in the 50s.
Is it pretty shocking?
And this is an ad from the 60s.
They sure work hard, don't they, buddy?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back where we can't see them. Hey, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay. How's about taking a nap?
What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to tell the wife to stop it.
Tell the wife to stop working?
Yep.
I don't think you'll see what's coming.
I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one who smoked the cigarette to deliver slavers 20 times.
They're smoking.
Oh.
The kids show and they're smoking.
Flintstone's got that filter blend.
I never ever thought I'd see Fred Flintstone having a drag of a cigarette.
I know.
That's absolutely shocking.
So, we need to run a poll on this.
Yeah. So, what's the question we're asking our fans on this one, Steve?
We're asking them, hey, do you agree with smoking or do you not agree with smoking?
Well, the funny thing is, back in the 60s, people didn't realise the dangers of smoking.
I know.
Obviously not if they're going to use the Flintstones advertising.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to see anything like this anytime again soon.
Wow. Oh, I'm happy to advertise our vaccines.
Oh, yes.
Get the Flintstones advertising. You're trying to government. Hey, government.
Shall we do a mock Flintstone ad?
Yep.
All right. Are you going to be Fred or Barney?
I'll be Fred. How does he go? See, Barney, I'm in the dark looking hard outside.
I know. I hate to disturb them. Should we go out back?
Yes.
Hey, it's a shame we can't go out back, Fred, because of all this COVID.
I know. Well, we should try one of these. Have a vaccine. Just about two doses or three doses. We'll make some of them go out again.
Enjoy the fresh air.
Enjoy the fresh air. Yeah, it is a good idea.
That's better than cigarettes, isn't it?
Yep. We'll ask the ministry officials. Woohoo! Maybe they'll do it for me.
What do you think?
Maybe they'll do it for me next week.
Maybe.
Who will they blame?
You.
Who does it for them?
Or they blame the producer. I don't know.
Logo Challenge Jukebox. The song calls Back and Through The Doors. And on the 96, then live on stage.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Bring on news to the other side. Bring on news to the other side.
Flintstones. So they can redeem themselves from that awful smoking ad of the Flintstones.
So we're coming to our song. We're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed the 60s. But thank goodness we've made it to where we are now, huh?
Yeah. But everybody's okay.
So everyone's okay. You know,
keep sending our fan mail, but please not on the mail train.
That's right. Send just your fan mail to speakeasyfm@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Avoid the trains so that they don't get stolen, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, to close off the show, you decided we're going to sing a song from the 60s.
Yes, we are. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. On Speakers of M.
You tell me that you need me. You tell me that you need me. excitante. Mi jarabe te levanta de la tumba. Es un jaleo pa' que siempre te salante. Un poquito de mela, sazón y rumba. Es un pasito que te voy a enseñar. Un menito que sé que te gustará. Y cuando aprendas a bailarlo con sabor, te aseguro que este ritmo gozará.